Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Mike Shope.
Here comes Doghouse Worthy.
And the Bulldog.
Macchiato!
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I promised you a Bills receiver stat earlier and have not yet delivered. I have what could be a game. It's pretty dry, but, you know, if we have nothing else that we want to do.
I tried to build a game earlier on Pete Carroll's birthday.
Oh.
For coach wins over the age of 70, but Stathead does not yet provide tools like that for coaches, just players.
You Stathead.
Just players.
You Stathead. You.
Yeah. Yep.
Shula would have been my first guess, though.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. So he just died, and he was 91, maybe? And so when did he retire? Jimmy Johnson. So I don't think he ever coached before at 70.
Oh, really? So yeah. 95 is his final season.
Right. His last game is here.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll's first game is here. Shula's last game is here. So I don't think he ever did coach in his, but I might be wrong on his age when he passed. Who would be, like, George Halas, right? Over 70?
He got 3 years in. 9-5-7, so...
21.
21 wins for him in his 70s.
That's how we'd have to
maybe
do it.
Maybe it's not a long list.
One by one?
Yeah.
Might not be a long list. Yeah.
What about Marv?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's got to be good.
26.
26 wins?
26 wins. I mean, he could be the winningest 70-year-old coach of all time.
Maybe.
I haven't found anyone yet.
Maybe.
Yeah. The McLaurin thing from the end of last hour, by the way, is that he's endured 10 quarterback changes in his three seasons in the league so far. So it's not 10 different guys, because some of them might have been switched, you know, more than once. But he's just been through a lot of, you know, just a lot of change at quarterback. He's caught passes from six different quarterbacks and Logan Thomas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Logan Thomas had another touchdown Sunday.
Oh, I know.
It's good for you or bad?
Didn't play him. I played Kyle Pitts.
That's the right move.
It was the right move, but it didn't pay, obviously. Pitts did nothing, and I could have used just three more points.
I'll take this opportunity to just throw a quick tip in. Anybody involving fantasy and Kyle Pitts, get him. Eight targets in that game. All he did was run routes in that game. Like that, he's wide receiver too. He's not even a tight end. Like that, that is going to get better pretty soon. Okay. I don't know why Atlanta was so terrible in that game against Philadelphia. Like they were running the ball from way behind. Just like they didn't know what to do. Just terrible. But that's got to improve.
Yeah.
Trade me,
right,
Kyle
I'll,
Pitts.
I'll
if
stick
we're
with
in
it.
Together.
I'll take that to heart. I'll stick with it.
And Thomas does not get the volume, but he scores. So that's, you know, it's tempting to play him, to get him. I don't have any Logan Thomas. Maybe a little bit. Wide receivers for the Bills. Emmanuel Sanders. You know that no Bills receiver played more snaps against the Steelers than Emmanuel Sanders? Same as Diggs, so I'm not trying to trick you. But 79 snaps for Sanders, 79 for Diggs, 77 for Beasley. 43 for Davis. Same as before, right? Doesn't play as often as the other guys. He's number four. And Sanders, that's really the thing I wanted to point out. Like, he really didn't leave the field. Like, they had 85 snaps, I think, and you're talking 79 for Emmanuel Sanders. He's always on the field in this game. And his average depth of target was 17 yards. He could not play for the Bears. All right, I'll just explain that. He cannot play for the Bears because the Bears did not throw up pass.
Up 15 yards.
It went 15 yards. But right. So Sanders, he was open for the touchdown that Allen missed him on, the long one, on the seam. He had a drop, too, that was pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there he was covered. There were guys around him, but he dropped the ball on another one. In the end, 4 for 52 is what you got on 8 targets, Emmanuel Sanders. So how do we feel about his first game?
I wish Josh Allen would have thrown a better pass on that one that he was open on. I think same advice you're giving on Kyle Pitts. I think what you're indicating is that if you have Emmanuel Sanders, hang in there.
Yep.
Because I think it'll come, and maybe that'll be as soon as Sunday.
As long as he's healthy.
Right. He's not even on the injury report today, right? I mean, he played the game, and he was full participant today, right? He wasn't listed in any capacity, so that's a good sign for that, I'd say.
Davis, however, was
right
on the injury report, an ankle injury from the game. So he's limited at this point.
I have your answer on 70-plus. Marv Levy, George Halas, the only full-time coaches in their 70s, and Romeo Crennel last year as an interim. That's it.
To have won any games after the age of 70, after turning 70?
To have served as head coaches after 70.
Win or lose?
Yeah.
Really?
So that would make Marv the winningest 70-plus coach ever.
Yeah, all right, good.
Until Pete Carroll catches him.
Pete Carroll. So I mentioned that game in 94. Pete Carroll, today is his 70th birthday, and he debuted as a head coach for the Jets here in a game to open the 94 season. And the Jets won. It was sort of a shocking, depressing loss by the Bills. Here they are again defending an AFC title. And, gross. The Jets, 23-3. When I mentioned this game earlier, people tweeted at me. I don't know if I ever knew this, so I don't want to say remind me. But to tell me that Pete Carroll was like taunting Ralph Wilson running off the field.
Right. I saw
like, that. You fired me. You fired the wrong guy or something like that.
Right.
So he's still going.
Yeah. But the person that tweeted that at us said that Carroll didn't make it out. He got fired at the end of that season, right? With the Jets, I think.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but he did go quickly to New England after that.
Yeah.
To succeed Parcells there, right? And then you had Belichick, that little drama with the Jets and then the Patriots. I get confused about sort of the timeline with those guys in those places. But Parcells is 93 New England here. To start that season. Then Carroll is 94 Jets here to start that season. And here's Pete Carroll turning 70, and he'll be, Joe says, the fourth coach at that age to coach a game in the league.
That makes me the first right away think about Belichick, who will turn 70 in the spring or something.
Oh, yeah?
I saw. I mean, my first thought already is like, all right, only three guys have ever done it full time ever. Maybe that job you just don't have the energy for it anymore, and Belichick's gonna be 70, so the end could be coming.
That's kind of a reach, isn't it?
Could be.
I don't know, maybe coaches now will be like quarterbacks are. And like everyone's healthier, they're taking better care of themselves, and so their productivity, their energy, their ability to do taxing jobs for longer will improve. So maybe Belichick will coach another 10 years.
Everybody's sort of every one of those age records seems to be getting broken.
Right.
Oh, there it is, Joe. You tweeted the 26. You're confident in it. You're standing by it. 26 yeah. Wins for Marv Levy.
Yep.
Anybody go home? Bulldog is home. Anybody go home last night and talk about cereal after yesterday? I did.
I did not. I did have a nice frosty in a frozen bowl. I had a nice bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch last night before I went to bed, though. And I think it was because we talked about cereal.
What is that move? What is that move? The cinnamon
I love describing it as
night.
Frosty also.
Well, the bowl is in the freezer.
Yes, right, which is also a great move.
It's a fantastic move. Everyone should do it. It's so good.
There's no way.
I don't know why you'd ever eat cereal without doing it again. I will not ever eat cereal without having the bowl in the freezer again in my life.
I have no plans to ever again eat cereal, but if I do, I'll just say I'll do it at night. How about that? All that milk. Ugh.
But, oh, this is a milk, right. This is a milk take. This isn't a cereal take.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Milk.
Yeah, right, right. I do need help lately at night, though, with eating. Because I am up late always now. Really, and now that the fantasy season has started, like tonight is huge. Tonight is the first week of waivers. And these FFPC things that I wrote about today at our website, like this serious stuff. Like I can't get lazy. So I'm up late. Like there's no game tonight, right? Or tomorrow, or last night rather. There is a game tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's lineups. It's just so the pressure's on. I feel the pressure. And so I am up and what? I'm gonna eat dinner at, 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be hungry again before I'm ready for bed.
For sure.
And I'm just getting bad habits. I'm back into chips rut, mm-hmm. And like summer sausage, whatever. Like I'm just sort of in this rut right now. I don't know what to eat when it's late. What I have always thought is right to do when you get hungry late is just go right to bed. That's it. Drink water and just go to bed.
Right.
But I kind of feel like I'm staying up another hour. And then I'm pouring a drink too, and that's not necessarily better.
No, generally not.
So, any thoughts, any tips?
Well, if you got to stay up, you got to stay up. I mean, this is a reason why I go to bed when I go to bed. Because if I'm up that late watching, like what did I say on Thursday, before the opener, I wanted to stay up and watch it. Like I'm allowing for some snacks because I'm going to stay up. If I stay up, I will almost always eat something. And I don't want to. This is a terrible idea. I'm just going to go to bed and 20 minutes later, an hour later, like, why am I eating half a bag of chips?
Yeah, it is usually half a bag, too.
Yeah.
Once you start.
Or worse, because you get past halfway, and then it's like, that's not really enough to save. I'm just going to plow it.
Right.
And that's gross. So, I go to bed so that I don't eat garbage at night.
Well, what am I going to eat then? If I'm eating something, I'm not going to make soup.
No, right.
At 10 o'clock.
No,
like I'll canned soup though. Like I'll buy. I do the grocery shopping, and it's never on the list, but I'll throw in cans of soup because that sometimes works. 10 o'clock, very salty, but still, like that gets the job done for me. It's just never anything good. We have fruit. Fruit's mornings for me.
Mm-hmm. Celery and guac. That'd be my move.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, carrots or something like something like that.
Do you make your own?
With some hummus or something? I don't know. That's a move.
No, I don't make my own. I just buy it at the store in like one of those little containers. Yeah.
Containers. They sell that by the tube yet? Guacamole?
By the tube? Like,
yeah.
I've not seen it in
tube
tubes.
Of toothpaste?
Like tomato paste. Yeah, you buy that tomato paste in the tubes now?
I don't think so.
You don't, you, seen that's, it. I recommend that.
That would make it less appetizing to me.
Yeah, sure. That's right. Takes up less space in the fridge, though. And with the cans of tomato paste, so your recipe usually does not require the exact amount of what's in the can. So you put what's left in the fridge. It's never going to be used again. The next time you need 2 tablespoons of tomato paste, I'm opening another can for like 69 cents or whatever it costs. So that extra tomato paste never gets used. I guess I could think of it. But I'll never think of it. I'll never look in the fridge and see if there's week old half can of tomato paste in there. There always is. So you get it by the tube, then it's just like, it's still the same thing, but I don't know. It works differently in my mind. It's different in my mind. Doesn't really need to be, I guess. Anyway, no, I'm just fooling around. Like, no, I'm not saying you should get guacamole. They start selling it into tubes or okay. anything. I'm not really meaning to say that. I did say earlier that there's one problem with these power rankings.
Yeah, what is that now?
Well,
yeah, I have that open.
Not a lot of time left here, but how did you guys ever put the Patriots above the Steelers?
Well, I think they're better than them.
You do?
Yeah.
The Bills really are in trouble then.
I mean, they could be.
I think they're very, flip a coin between the two. Like, I wouldn't feel very strongly one way or the other. I guess the reason I might give the edge to New England is I don't quite yet know what the quarterback is. And again, I'm nowhere on Roethlisberger.
Yeah. I think the quarterback is going to get better. I think he did a lot of good things, didn't do enough good things. It was a low scoring game. But I think there's room to grow there, and I'd be optimistic about him growing, and I think Roethlisberger is maybe going to die on the field this year.
And what I saw from Jones, like, he made some nice throws. They just hated the offense they ran. Like, they had a fullback on the field every play.
Yeah, because this is why he was not drafted like the other guys. He is not going to deliver. He doesn't have that piece. The big arm, the big play does not have that. It's going to have to be little, accuracy. He's good. Apparently, he's good at all those pieces. He has those tools.
Yep.
But, man, up against the likes of the other quarterbacks in the AFC, the big ones, Justin Herbert is off to a good start again this year. He's certainly in that conversation. Burrow, like, it's not just Mahomes or just Allen or what Lamar Jackson's capable of. Good luck. I think Jones might be excellent at reading defenses and getting the ball out and these things, man. And that team, that roster is not, it's sort of, I guess it's a good build because they're not going to waste anybody who can fly. Like, they're not going to have that. New England's not going to be that, right? I don't know. Pittsburgh is nice at receiver.
Right, they just don't have a quarterback anymore.
Which is better. I don't know. I just feel like Roethlisberger can make that work well enough to sort of have them be at least pretty good. And the game they just played, they can play that game a lot and they'll be in the hunt. You love that.
They'll be in the hunt. I mean, we had them seventh. Like,
you did.
That's a playoff team.
That's right.
Like,
that's right.
Yeah, 8-9 games. If they win 8-9 games this year, like, that might be around actually what I'd predict for them. But I think they're capped by who's under center.
That was their total, too.
Like 8.5.
9, yeah. 8 or 9. Okay. I think it's kind of bold to have the Patriots above the Steelers. I thought it was bold to put the Steelers below the Bills. I mean, it's a little bit. I wanted to have a conversation about that, and you guys are like, no, it's not even close.
You can't. Yeah, it's not even – no way. There's no way.
Okay.
I'm looking at what's best – what's each team's best outcome? And to me, the Bills are just like – it's a runaway. Like, yeah, any given day, of course, the Steelers, if they play 10 times, Steelers might win 4. But which team has a better chance to win a Super Bowl?
Okay, right.
Like, to me, then it becomes a blowout.
I said to you the other day, I would not rather have the Steelers team. I agree with that. And that's kind of what the exercise comes down to, right?
Right, yeah.
Whose team would you rather be? Okay. We had that on Twitter, and that's from the very beginning of our show today, or close to it, like 3 hours ago, did a AFC power ranking segment. We also talked to Doug Farrar today. A lot of intricacies and smart details on how Pittsburgh played the Bills and what may or may not be repeatable from that game. So if you missed that, we'll have that for you next. USA Today's Doug Farrar. Sneaky Joe at 7. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.